Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some issues that we may see in our calves when it comes to respiratory disease. As we think about respiratory disease, or sometimes we call it BRD, there are some things that predispose your animals to this. The number one issue is poor colostral immunity. Now, this is generally due to impaired passive transfer of immunoglobulins. Generally, the first thing we see is scours, and usually followed by that, 7 to 10 days later, we may see some issues with respiratory disease. There are some other things that sometimes crop up along with that. Those things might be things such as bovine viral diarrhea, and we also see bovine respiratory syncytial virus at this time as well. Second main thing that I see is just your feeding program. If you're only feeding 2 quarts of liquid feed twice a day to your calves, it's not really an adequate nutrition program. It doesn't really foster high levels of growth. If you would simply switch to a feeding program that includes more liquid feed, yes, I realize it costs more money, but you get great improvements in the health of the calves when you do that. So it's really worth the investment. One final note, if you have calves inside and in buildings, pneumonia a lot of times is associated with just poor air quality. So improving the air quality that we have in those barns is vitally important in addition to the other two things that I mentioned earlier. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.